Okay, so first, I set the lock up so that they can get their boat in if it's not already set up that way, and I invite them in, and then I close the doors behind them so that they're in a closed box now, and then I open what's called the wicket in the front, which opens a little door down below that lets water in or out to raise or lower the water level so that it matches the water level on the other side. Once the two sides are even, then I can open those doors and they can proceed in the direction they're traveling. Every day is different. Sometimes it's a very slow day, maybe only two boats, and on a really busy day, it can be 115 boats. You can put two boats in the lock at the same time, and if they're small boats, three or four, you can put 15 kayaks in together, so that'll raise your numbers up pretty quickly. So I go in for a 5-day shift. I work 5 days on and then I have 2 days off. So on my 2 days off, I come out. It's a boat access only, so you have to provide your own boat. So for 7 years, I kayaked, and the last 3 years, I have a little rowing skiff with a trolling motor if I want a motor, or I can row if I want to. And it takes me 1 hour and 20 minutes one way to get there. So it's a slow boat to China, is what I like to say. But that's okay. I bring in food for 5 days. It's not a big deal. I have a cabin with a refrigerator and hot and cold running water and a toilet and a shower, so I don't lack for amenities. You're out on the water, you're enjoying everything that's there, and it's quiet at night, so I have the night to myself, and during the day I have people to interact with, and there's a lot of wildlife out there, so I can watch the wildlife, and if there's nobody coming through the lock, I'm free to read a book or whatever I want to do.